The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Hashem created all of humanity from one person, Adam and Rishon. It all started with one couple, Adam and Eve. And there was a reasoning behind it. So the Mishnah already says, many different reasons why we all come from one man. It's supposed to promote world peace. If we came from two creatures, then people would be divided off the bat. I come from him, you come from him,
yeah,
you're not.
Without it, it's bad enough.
Right. Yeah. So the Mishnah enumerates many reasons why we all come from one man. Many reasons for our benefit, why God created one man and from that came all of the world. All the world is descendants from one man. And one of the reasons is to teach us this concept that every individual is like a whole world. Every human being that's created, it's as though the whole world's encompassed because the whole world came from one person, from Adam Arishon. So the Talmud tells us that when we view a human being, we have to recognize that we're not just viewing him, we're viewing all the future generations that are still going to come from him, which is really a whole world. Every individual is like the whole world. And when we invest in an individual, when we help an individual, we're not investing in one person, but rather we're investing in the world, in the future world. So the Talmud tells us there was once a man who was known for his piety. His name was Binyamin HaTzadik. Binyamin the pious, and because of his righteousness, they appointed him to be in charge of the Kupat Tzedakah, the public fund to help people out. So in the times of the Talmud, they would tax people. Meaning it wasn't just a question of someone coming knocking at your door and you gave what you wanted. The rabbis would say, we want to see your income statements, we want to see how much you've made, and based on what you've made, this is how much you have to support the public fund. And the people who were responsible, you had, just like you have tax collectors today, the rabbis would appoint rabbis who would go over a person's income and tell them how much he's responsible to help the public fund, which was really helping the poor, the widows, the orphans. And don't forget, we're talking at a time where people literally died of starvation. So it was, it happened one year that there was a drought. And so people didn't have much crops, and there weren't many donations. And Binyamin HaTzadik, who was in charge of the public fund, so he didn't have much money in his public fund.
So what is the time, or what is this chronology?
In the time of the Talmud, in the time of the Gemara.
It's in Babylon.
I don't know if it says it was in Babylon or Israel. I don't know. And Binyamin HaTzadik was in charge of giving out the public funds that they had. Now, if it was a year of drought, so then you understand that there were many people who needed and very few people who were donating. And so one day he's in his home and a woman comes in and she's staggering and she can barely stand and she leans against the wall and she tells him, Rebbe, please give me something, give me a coin, give me something so I could buy food. And Binyamin HaTzadik opens his box and he shows her that there are no coins left. He has nothing left to give her. He tells her the public fund is all out. I don't have a penny to give you. And the woman says, Rebbe, don't send me home without anything. I am a widow and my 7 children are at home. They're at home and they haven't eaten in days. And if you don't give me something now, then I'm going home to die with my kids. I waited till I saw that we're on the verge of death before I came. I've never come and asked you. I came now because now it's either now or never. And Binyamin HaTzadik, who wasn't a wealthy person, and he himself was a year of a drought, so he went and he took from the meager means that he had and he supported that almana and her 7 children and he sustained them. He kept them alive till better years came along. Binyamin wasn't an old man, and it happened that he became deathly ill. And the doctor said it was over, that Binyamin would not live, that there wasn't a chance for him to live. And he lay there in bed, and it seemed like it was just a question of minutes or hours before they'd have to prepare a funeral. And in Shemayim there was a ruckus. The angels came before Hashem and they said, Hashem, you created the whole world from one human being. to teach us that every individual is worth the whole world. Binyamin HaTzadik saved that almana and her seven children. He saved eight worlds. How could you let him die so young? And then Shemayim, his ruling was overturned, and he came back to life, and he lived many years after that. And our sages say that the years he lived was in the merit of the almana and the seven children that he saved. Because when a person saves one person, he's not saving one person, he is saving a whole world.